There you go. The temperature's dropped a bit because it's like a large hangar and it's absolutely ram-packed with computers, BCBs, Apple II we got here. We've got the bastard child of the Amstrad Mega PC, and it looks like Streets of Rage playing on that. Or paused. We've got Apple Mac, and we've got an Apple.
I am literally eating an apple.
So here are, here's a little sound test. Okay, here's one apple, and here's another apple. There you go. One is cheaper than the other.
I should really be eating oranges right now.
So what we're looking at now is a 5x5 wall of televisions, and it's amazing. So how do we do this then? Is this just one signal going to many TVs, or what's, because they're all going slightly out of sync, which is nice, which is better than them all coming up with the same stuff.
There's some sort of mixer.
Yeah.
Okay, we have individual hard disks.
Wow. What's that? We've got a bit of Turn of the Worm coming up. A bit of early teletext there as well. We've got, I know that the menu page from the first CFAX on there, Scarfoot Council, I've managed to get a page up there. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's amazing.
It's lovely.
This is the biggest TV wall that I've witnessed in my life.
And no, later take came close, didn't it?
Yes, but that only had 9 televisions.
Ah, this right. Has got count them.
25 televisions.
25.
25.
Well, we had the press in earlier and we all took a photo, unfortunately, before you were here. And they took away the please do not touch the TV screen sign so we could get down. And we all went, yes, we can touch the TV screens now. So that was real good fun, actually. So that was really cool.
Was touching the TV screens as fun as you expected?
I think we didn't do it because we knew we might get a static electric shock off them. So it might be a little bit unpleasant. But it was really good. So where's your art? Well, you've got a bit of digitiser there.
I don't think there is any of my art on the...
There is. There is somewhere, yes.
Is this?
You just have to wait. It's about a billion. There's about a billion screens on there, but there's okay. Some of yours, because one of mine's on there. Anything, there's like a Bender Rodriguez that I've done.
Are these pages pulled from the Dropbox, or pulled from the Dropbox? Right?
Yeah, they're the ones that Simon Rules has managed to do, and the ones, and Raquel can get some on here for today as well. She renders them and puts them on. So they're...
It's a very dynamic teletext festival, this, isn't it?
Very, yeah, it's very dynamic and quite diverse as well.
I think
really good.
I've only been here about 15 minutes, but my opinion of this compared to the last one...
Yeah.
Not to demean the last one...
This is a different festival, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I was the one that organised the daytime talks, but it felt a little bit like it was playing second fiddle or a warm-up event.
It was a warm-up,
DigiFest.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing.
No.
It was good in its own right, but this, from what I've seen so far, is... A little bit of a different animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's more geeky, it's got exhibits. For the fact that we came in yesterday, or a variety of us came in yesterday and set up, whereas we didn't get the chance to do that last time. Yeah. That was all about Mr. Biffa, really.
No, that's...
And it was good.
And we needed that, because that's, that was the gateway drug for a lot of people to go, actually, I now know what other people look like, so I'm not going to hesitate in coming to the next one. And then when we do podcasts and things like that, people go, oh, yeah, I know what they're talking about. I know who these people are now. You know, it's sort of...
And it gave us the idea that we wanted to do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which credit must go to Simon Rawls, whose idea it was in the first place to do all of this.
And it's nice it's gone full circle as well, because it's sort of it's very much his baby, and the there you go.
Hey.
Jason Robertson's 18 years old on the 4th of August. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Yeah, that's one for the Mr. Biffo calendar next year. I think we'll get that. We'll have a campaign to get his birthday put on the Mr. Biffo calendar.
The Biffo calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what is it today then? If it was the FA Cup final last time.
I should have looked, shouldn't I? I'll go and check when I get home.
Mahatma Gandhi's left testicle's birthday.
Yeah, his right one was born after midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. So what else have we got round here then? Should we have a little mosey?
Yes. Sounds good to me, Carl.
Okay, right, so...
Still eating my apple here.
Yep, well, yep. And you being a mere baby, should you want me to explain some of these things to you?
Yes.
And the listeners, Dan, we have...
Yes, please.
Okay, we've got... Well, we've got here an Acorn computer. Don't look like an Acorn to me. It looks more like a computer. Oh, yes.
We had these at high school. I remember these.
Yes.
We learned IT on these.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had the BBC and then RM research machine Nimbus, and then nobody knew how to use them because the teachers never had any training. So they just stuck us in front of the Doomsday disc, I think, for a term. And then, like, one person in our class sort of had the command prompt up and he was typing in LS and getting a list of directories, and because it wasn't DIR dot, you know, we really just didn't get it at all. He was using PC commands, and you know, but he knew that himself. The teachers didn't tell him, and I think it was just, I don't know, I think the change came in a bit too quick. I think at our place we had a nice IT suite full of BBCs. Everyone was hacking, even if they didn't know how it was happening, they were able to do it. Everything was all accessible, but in the end everyone just started using the paint program on the RM Nimbus for their computer studies lessons, and then they watered it down to IT after that, shortly after I left, so it was really point and click for the decade after.
To be fair though, those paint programs were really fun.
They were. We used to do like a picture of a person and then change ink to red, and there was a setting on there that if you held down you put the pointer in the middle of the forehead and held down the left button, it would start drawing one line and then start spreading out as if you shot him in between the middle of the eyes. And we used to go there, and they're like that, and it's like, used to go, and they're like, there's just a blood spill out there.
See, these are the things that we remember from school, not important things like changing a light bulb.
No, no.
Doing the accounts, no, just killing a guy. And
oh, there's my mobile phone.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at a range of phones now, which are also becoming sort of...
I had one of them.
Yes, yeah, this is the Nokia, this would be the 32, or let's have a look.
It's got a SIM card in it.
Yeah, so it's a...
See if you can get an upside... Excuse me, see if you can get an upside line.
It's probably got a club call to Portsmouth FC on it, I say.
Club call.
Yeah.
It's not science.
Well, this isn't going to work on the podcast, is it? Because you can't really see what we're looking at.
Well, but we can take a picture right now.
Yeah,
and post it.
Ah, there you go. Are we going to do any sort of periscope today?
Yes, if you know what to do with those things.
Well, I think, yeah, we just need a Wi-Fi connection, and just we could post a Facebook video and go live, couldn't we?
Yes.
For that?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Why?
And why not?
Why not?
And why not?
Why not?
Yeah, that's it. So, all that is an Atari Lynx there. A Game Gear.
Stuart Ashen has recently reviewed that, hasn't he?
Has he?
The Lynx.
Would it catch on?
I think so, yes.
Yeah? Oh, okay, excellent. Well, people will be talking about it in years to come. Yes.
It's like the Mega Drive.
Yes.
For on the move.
Wow. Can you do such a thing? Yeah, of course.
Evidently so.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a...
No, sorry, I'm talking about the Game Gear, though.
Oh, right? The Game Gear. Oh,
Sega?
Yeah, yes, that's it. Yeah, we were looking at Lynx before. So we got Game Boy Advance, or GBA, as we call them in the computing trade.
Yep, or as my mate used to call it, Game Boy Advanced.
A Game Boy Advanced.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Did it move up a class? When you're playing your games, did it go, you boy, you go in the next room. You go. You will get more advanced gaming lessons. Yeah, got Nokia N-Gage. And then we'll go over to a suite of computers now, where you've got a long line of computers. The Acorn Atom. So that's 1K Acorn Atom, I believe.
Okay.
I think it was 1980. Oh, it's 1980. Why don't I just read off the side there? Yeah, so... And Dan's broken it.
Oh, dear.
Right, let's walk away from that one.
Okay. I love the monitor on that, though.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, the green screen, that's...
It's like a small television.
It's a display monitor. It says it in computer, right. Yeah. Display monitor. Yes. Yeah, we got...
It's very teletext, that.
Yeah. Yes, 10 print teletext nibs, 20 go to 10.
Now, if I could get it to work, that is.
Well, I wonder if you could turn it off and on again. Crikey, I think this one. Oh, what are we playing?
One-handed drop zone.
drop zone.
Or is it Jetpack? Which one is it?
I don't know. It's an Atari 800. You're very good. You don't seem to be dying, but you don't seem to be scoring much either.
Remember this joystick. Sorry. I remember this joystick. I absolutely destroyed it. I had one for the Amstrad CPC back in the day, and I just totally destroyed it and tried to sellotape it back together again.
Yeah, we're talking about the Spectra Video one, and that is, I think everybody had one of them. And that one used to knacker out with Daley Thompson's Decathlon. And also, if it did survive the 8-bit era and it was plugged into an Amiga, it would then go to a top right-hand bias if you ever played sensible soccer, because every shot that you did, you'd used to try and curl the ball. So you'd come away and it'd look like an analog joystick in the end. It would just flop over and look completely wasted.
Absolutely wasted.
So got a TI Invaders here for the Texas Instrument TI-99-4A.
Oh.
Yes, and that is...
a fine specimen of computer, I must say.
Oh, my mate had one. It's got speech synthesizer in it, inbuilt.
Are we going to challenge it to say something, though, then?
No. No, I don't know, because I don't know if that's... I think it's a say command, but I don't know if it's a...
Computer, speak.
Oh, hold on.
Hello, Teletext R people.
Oh, and a round of applause. Excellent. Okay, what computer am I? I look like a bread bin. I have 50 shades of brown. I'm not a ZX Spectrum. Any more ideas what it is yet, listeners? Yes, indeed.
It's Windows 95.
It's Commodore 64, yes. Jack Tramiel's Apple Killer, I believe that's what he called it. So, yeah, that was really good. And I'm a bit annoyed at today's media, because they always talk about Apple being the pioneers in the computer trade, but they forget that it's a Commodore, really, with their techs and things like that, really made the difference for a lot of us. But yeah, you look at the revisionist history now, we're talking about, it's like Apple did everything.
It's like 1984, isn't it? Ministry of Information and Ministry of Truth.
Fake news, Dan. Fake news, and something we could touch upon later, because how you couldn't really do fake news through a teletext server unless you took over a TV station, which is what they used to do in Belgrade an awful lot in the mid-90s. So, and that was what the thing they used to do, wasn't it, with Civil War, is take the TV station. I guess they wouldn't have to do that now, would they? Because they could just get a Facebook account and just start out going, all like this photo to win a prize, and then just change everything to fake news so it's all in your feed.
Or set up their own Raspberry Pi distributed server.
Indeed.
Or teletext.
Yes. Maybe that's what Amazon are doing with the Fire Stick. They're going, oh yeah, you do what you like with it. Have one in your house. Have two in your house. Stay a while. Stay forever. And then they'll flick a switch one day. And then they'll have a captive market. Well, we'll take commercial break there, I think.
Welcome to the Windy City, aka Cambridge. I'm here with Jason Robertson.
Hello.
Recovery extraordinaire. How's your recovery going, Jason?
Oh, it's going very well. I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Well, unfortunately, I'm losing my voice here. So if I go quiet at any point, that's the reason. But yes, how are you enjoying this particular block party so far?
Oh, it's fantastic, Dan. It was great to see Mort Smith again from Intel Facts and CFACS. Some more great anecdotes from him.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get an interview with him because he shot off just before we were about to. However, I sat next to him for all of 10 seconds and watched him code a teletext page, which was a great honour, I must say. Oh, I wish he could have done more, really. I wish I could have filmed him doing it, but oh well. Maybe next time at the next block party.
There are websites for things like that, aren't there? For filming people watching.
Yes, edit.tf. Which is true, actually, because you can live stream teletext via this new service that we have that Mr. Alistair Cree has coded for us. We are currently running a local server and linking that up to edit.tf so people can live edit teletext and other people can watch it on TV screens independently.
Wow.
I hope I explained that quite well. And if not, I'm not saying it again, so tough luck.
So here we are now at Brands Hatch, and Nelson Piquet has just turned the corner.
What we're actually doing here, listeners, is heading off to the pizza place to pick up our tea, aren't we? It's our tea cockers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm very much looking forward to it because all we have is a Mars bar.
Go on, do your Hackety Dog impression.
Hang on, there are people walking past now. I can't just suddenly launch into a...
Yes, we are on the streets.
What does he say?
We are on the streets of Cambridge currently.
He might say something like, "We're going to get a pizza cocker."
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, lady. Sorry, ma'am. Oh, dear. We've just totally disgraced the whole teletext community. Never mind. Keep calm and carry on. Despite the fact that you're losing your voice. Anyway.
What was your highlight of so far today, Dan?
That's a good question. I think it might just well be the special orange page that Alistair Cree has coded for me. This is a special page, teletext page, that I can edit, and it has shades of orange rather than the standard teletext colours. And I'm going to have a lot of fun with this.
I'm not turning all the colours back to yellow.
Yes. And magenta.
Cayenne.
Yeah, cayenne. That's another cayenne moment on the Teletext Star podcast. Ooh.
Didn't he own Remington Shavers, Walter Cayenne?
Yeah, maybe.
He likes it so much he bought the company.
Yeah. And then named the Teletext colour after him. Himself. Well, so how does Teletext recovery factor into this particular block party, Jason?
Well, I've just brought along the archive and showing people all of the different services I've recovered over the years. So there's 373 in there so far. So there's something literally for everyone.
Including orange?
Well, I don't think there's any orange in there at all.
Ha! Good. A success.
Quick, cross over, Dan.
Yes. Oh, no. There is a fence.
I'm assuming we need to cross over. We don't know where we're going.
Yeah. Please call the police if we're not back within 25 hours.
Oh, and while we're going, I don't know if... Does anybody want anything while we're going?
I'll have...
Let us know.
Yeah, I need a pizza for the second half. Half pepperoni and half sausage. Shout out to Mr. T there. Anyway, I've been Dan, and that has been Mr. Jason Robertson.
Goodbye.
Sayonara. For now.
Teletext fact. Toxteth O'Grady of Bootle holds the current world record of most teletext pages eaten in 1 hour. 45.
Here's the information for people who want to go, come down the pub afterwards. There's a pub in my street.
Pub fun.
It's booked from 6 p.m. Start colonising it for 5. They do nice food and beer.
Nothing.
Hello, Dan. You're live on Twitter. Please do not swear.
Welcome to my terrible artwork. Right. International teletext artist, ladies and gentlemen.
He's been rumbled.
Failing time.
he's been rumbled. He doesn't actually know what he's doing.
No.
Someone put 135.
Grim Fandango.
Hello there.
Hello.
We can make Dan swear by mentioning orange.
Orange, yes. There's orange. Do I not like orange?
He loves orange.
He loves orange. He's orange
got,
t-shirt.
He's got a t-shirt.
He has, yeah. Excellent. There you go. So there he is. There's illiterate.
Illustrious.
Twitter. At illustrious. No, who else we got here? There's Rusty Russ.
Hello.
Hello, the very man.
Man.
The very man who does everything to do with television on Twitter.
Famous.
There you go. These people exist. These people exist.
So,
excellent. Do you want to say anything? We've got four people watching at the moment.
I'm not real. I'm just a bot.
You're just a bot. You're just a bot. You don't exist, do you?
Don't exist.
Is it Calais Soft Tabs, is it, lately? Or you're some Kenyan prince trying
Trade
to move
secret.
Yeah.
Trade secret.
Excellent. Lovely job.
Oh, look at these.
Has any of my letters been published on LinkedIn this week? I wonder.
Oh, hello. How to get...
That fax number. Let's fax him.
Let's fax him. Let's see if they're still going.
Let's fax Mort Smith right now.
Excellent. Oh yeah, Mort's out to lunch. He's picking up a sandwich.
Oranges, of course.
Oranges, indeed. Ah, hello, ZX Twitter. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been stood behind a table pushing leads in and out of TVs, but.
Yeah. Apart from that.
Apart from that, nothing.
Oh right. Yeah.
First chance I've got to stop for a drink.
Excellent. I might stop one of them in a minute. Oh, hello. What have we got here? Teletext selfie. That's quite cool, isn't it? Teletext cam. That's a bit of dither.
Yeah, that's the background popping needs recalibrating.
A bit of Floyd's Boinberg.
It's sensitivity.
Right, so what else have we got here? Hello, Edit TF.
Am I?
You
am
are.
I live on...
To five people.
Hi, everyone at home.
We're famous!
Brilliant stuff. Oh, look, there's
not being Cambridge.
Four now.
If any of you are in Cambridge, come here.
Yeah.
It's absolutely lit, I think, is the word.
Yeah. This is a BBC master with its clothes off.
Don't touch.
Is this the one that was on fire the last time?
Yes, it is.
It is, and it lives still.
Can you point to the bit that was on fire?
And it carried on working as well, which was impressive. It was impressive. So was this the backup for the EEPROM?
That is for the real-time clock and the configuration.
All right, and you got an SD card in there.
Yeah, it's broken. Trying to fix it.
I don't remember the SD card being in my one at school. Oh, that's madness. That's madness. And, well, that's something else.
Yeah.
So what we got here today? We got some nice Block Party fanzines made by Raquel Myers. Some posters. And samples there. Oh, look, there's a lovely T-shirt there. Get that for 12 notes. You've got See Me. Brilliant.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank We're in a pub. What's it called?
The Geldart.
The Geldart in Cambridge. We've just had a very successful day, haven't we? And we've had a very good day.
Yep, by all accounts, an absolutely fantastic day.
Loads of pages have been uploaded, and got a lot of people who are going to come back tomorrow, and they weren't. We need to go back.
Oh, so,
Sorry. Who's going back that way? Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself for the podcast.
For the podcast? Yeah. My name's Ben Jones, a.k.a. Polydux. I am a graphic artist, programmer, and fish and chip enthusiast.
Oh, there you go. He's come to the right place, because that's where people are having fish and chips. There's money changing hands here. We want some answers. Exactly, brilliant. So,
nothing to see here. Move on.
So, around the table, we have me, we've got Dan, and two people have been a bit quiet. We've got Jason.
Hello.
And we've got Alistair. Well, we've been having talks about the plus two A's and plus two B's, and I'm very much in Alistair's camp, so it'll be quite cool. It'll be brilliant. How's your day been then, Jason?
Oh, fantastic. It's gone really, really quickly. We were saying to Dan earlier on the way here that you can't believe where the time went. I've not done any work either. I've just been networking, I think. I don't know where the time's gone.
Well, there's been so many people here. So many people you've got to talk to quick before they leave.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I didn't get the chance to speak to Mark this time because he had to shoot off quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm looking at you, Alistair, I think you had a sort of...
I've had the opposite. Yes. I've had nothing but work all day. I'm told that the Computer Museum is very nice and has lots of nice computers, but I've not got far away from the equipment because people keep having problems and needing things sorting out. So I'm hoping it'll be a bit quieter tomorrow and I'll get a chance to look around.
I've got to say, though, the system that you've developed there for the purposes of this bloke party, the live teletext editing system, is absolutely top notch. But considering you've only had a couple of weeks to put it together as well, especially.
Yeah, there's just been constant teletext editor coding for the last fortnight, really, and ordering cables and making sure I've got the right bits, and panicking that I'm going to leave the one crucial cable behind.
Do you want to outline what it is you've developed for the show?
Well, there's two parts to it, really. One part is that we've got four separate teletext signals being fed into modulators, combined onto one coax and distributed to several televisions, so you can choose your channel and put teletext on just like as if it was coming off broadcast. And the other part for the art side of it is the editors are hooked up to a server on the Pi that's running the teletext output, and it just allows anybody who creates a page to click a button and have it entered straight away and appear on the TV, so people can click on the save the page and then straight away pick up the remote control and see it on a real TV, which a lot of people are impressed that they can just, it's on the TV, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, I think this is something that's going to have far reaching implications as well, not just for this particular block party, but all sorts of teletext events that we've yet to plan that inevitably will happen in the future. It's going to be massively useful.
Yeah, you've been very much the enabler for that, so it's been really good. And what I quite liked about the thing was you actually watched some of the pages being updated in real time when you were on the page number, and watching it on the CRT you could watch like amendments being made as well. So it'd be quite nice if we could do that in the future and watch something go up live as live. That'd be really quite cool. We saw today some really, really cool mean stuff with a demo as well, didn't we? Which I've got full video of, and it was a world exclusive, wasn't it?
I think that was the surprise package of the day, because nobody publicised this. It was a complete shock to turn up and see this absolutely captivating demo on an actual BBC Acorn within the teletext chip. A full music video. Was it 3 minutes long?
Yep.
It's been a record. Oh, amazing. Highlights of the day, I would say.
Yeah, on the same BBC that blew up and burst into flames in the front of us the last time. It was like Lazarus. It just came back.
The lid was taken off this time, so I'm not sure if that was damaged in the explosion or what. So.
Yeah, we'll post some pictures of the naked Acorn.
The Nacon. Absolutely brilliant. So, you guys are going to come back tomorrow, some of you guys, aren't you? And you're here for the duration. Are you back tomorrow?
What do you plan to do tomorrow, Alistair, after you've hooked all the televisions back up again?
Yeah. Go and look at the museum, I think. Paid to get in, I might as well see some of it.
No, that's been absolutely brilliant. Really enjoyed it today, so thanks very much, guys. Been really good. Do we have the demo team here? The guys who did the demo?
They've just left, literally 30 30 seconds ago.
Oh, so I'll whip the recorder out. They know exactly what's coming. They're going to make a sharp exit.
Yeah. They're still here.
Hey, shall we go and quiz them on the demo?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Brilliant. Monetization. I've interrupted at just the wrong point, haven't I, really? Just done a quick recording for the Teletextile podcast. And
Oh, you're the Teletextile guy. We can't use that name anymore.
We were
making a demo called Teletextile because we thought it sounded cool. And now we found out you...
But it is cool. You can have it if you like.
Oh, look at that. We've got permission.
We've
got officially permission.
It's now a joint venture.
It's a movement. Teletextile's a movement. It's about being a teletextile. It's like detectorists and artists, and it's just something we do. So use it. You know, have it.
Right. Well, it's coming soon, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's now coming.
Labouring over 9 months. So that's 23rd of June is the deadline.
So we've been really rude. We've come up and interrupted your conversation about monetisation, and you haven't managed to introduce yourself for the benefit of the tape. So I'm working my way around. So you are?
My name's Kieran Connell.
Excellent. And you are?
I am Simon Morris.
And you are?
I'm Julian Vaughan.
Julian, yeah. And you're the man with the way of the exploding bee, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
It's all better now.
I know. It was unbelievable. It's like the biggest comeback since Lazarus to see that reassembled again. So how did the demonstration work today? How many hours did that take in total from start to finish, and whose idea was it to come up with that?
Too many hours. It's been done on lots of other machines. Because the video just lends itself to that sort of retro feel, because it's all black and white, and it's been done on every single other machine, like Commodore 64 and Atari 2600 and all of these retro machines, but never a BBC. And Teletext just seemed like the perfect medium for it.
Yeah, the Sixels, Yes, well, we can't take credit for that, can we?
Certainly not. I believe it's in one of the BBC Micro manuals, isn't it?
Yeah.
A Sixel is a block of 6 pixels. You know, the 24x40 grid? Well, it's one of those.
Right.
So,
you're sort of saying because it's existed, it wouldn't have took you so long as to think.
Well, it was just the idea. We were just frustrated that one didn't exist for our favourite platform, so we decided to make one. And the process is relatively simple. You take the original video, you export individual frames as little PNGs, and then you turn each of those PNGs into a Teletext screen, which would be quite difficult, but because it's black and white, makes it relatively simple. And then basically take the differences between each frame. So you start frame one, and then you look at frame two, and you go, well, what's changed between frame one and frame two and frame three, etc. And then the cutting bit is coming up with a way to encode that difference between each frame, and then be able to play that back on the computer fast enough. But because it's a BBC Micro, you're just poking characters into memory and not having to display the entire teletext frame every single time.
Yeah, so you're not having to refresh, you're just adding attributes and taking the ones that you no longer need.
Just poking them in.
Yeah.
As long as we do that fast enough, 25 frames a second, then it comes out.
That's pretty much the only way you could do full screen video, isn't it? On a BBC Micro. Anyway.
That's absolutely great.
So, was each frame hand painted, basically, in Teletext?
Right. Not hand painted, it was all automatically converted. So, we just have a simple method of taking a PNG and turning it into a Teletext screen, which works well on a black and white image because you don't have to worry about the colour attributes. Doing it on a colour image is much harder, obviously.
Oh yeah,
it was really good, really impressed with it, and so really glad that you came to show it as well. We felt like it was the last time we saw Biffo's found footage, and this time we've seen like a proper demo, which is absolutely brilliant. I feel, it's been an absolute privilege, so thanks very much, guys. It's been really good.
Lovely feedback.
No, it's really good.
It's nice to have an audience that actually appreciated what it was.
I showed the kids and the wife, but they're just
They're not getting it.
Us enthusiasts struggle. It's a struggle for all enthusiasts, I think. So that's been absolutely brilliant. No, that's good. No, that's good. But yeah, use Teletext Star. Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Spread the word of Teletext Star.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Spread it. Spread it. Yeah. Remember, keep it blocky.
Keep it blocky. Is that your tagline?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Keep it blocky.
All right. We'll have to incorporate that.
Lovely. Oh, well. Thanks very much.
How did you guys come up with Teletext Art?
How did we come up with it? Oh, well, if you've got a spare 3 hours, you can find out in episode one. But
it's a long brainstorm, was it?
Yeah. No, it was basically Teletext, and because you could only get one more bite in that top header bar.
Oh yeah.
I thought of Flickr, Tumblr. Oh,
yeah. Right. I think that's what we did. Wasn't
it? Teletext Art.
Teletext Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And also with the detectorists as well, how they were explicit. We're not metal detectors, we're detectorists. And I just thought I'm a teletexter.
It works.
Yeah, so
good choice.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very much a movement.
Yeah.
There yours. Right, your dinner's done?
Lunch is ready.
Lunch is ready. Alright, well, thanks very much.
I did that rubbish, so I'll do it again.
Oh.
But Carl will probably keep it in and make me look a complete fool.